Lady Rochester.
Due to some violent content, parental discretion is advised.
No. You can't have a battle everybody knows without a kazoo. Oh, yeah. I got a song I think you guys will know, and I think you can also agree it totally reeks of awesomeness.
No.
This is Christian Cage, a.k.a. Captain Charisma. I want all my fans, and I know there's tons of them out there, to know they're listening to The Pain Clinic.
The time has come to relieve that pain, which will be better for me, but not so enjoyable for all of you.
The Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show. Can you feel the pain?
Fans, welcome to the Pain Clinic for September 12th. Two holidays today, real quick. It's Chocolate Milkshake Day.
Oh.
And National Video Game Day. I can see both of those being...
That's like the best day ever.
Yeah, Chocolate Milk Day and National
Video Game Day. It's a great Saturday afternoon.
Oh my gosh, especially a rainy Saturday afternoon. But real quick, birthdays today. If he had lived, Adrian Adonis would have been 61 today. Passed away at the age of 33 in 1988 in a terrible car accident. The Pain Clinic is brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, and Don't Slight Empire at Culver. Join us Sunday, September 20th, which I believe is 1 week from tomorrow, for WWE's Night of Champions pay-per-view at Salvatore's at the Garage Door, 149 East Ridge Road, hosted by us. Prizes and drink specials all night long. Starts at 8 p.m. That's September 20th. WWE's Night of Champions at Salvatore's at the Garage Door, 149 East Ridge Road. And you can also pick up your brand-new Pain Clinic T-shirt. So come on out. They're for sale, $10. When we're there for the pay-per-views, we were there last Saturday for UFC 191. Thank you for everybody who came out. Really, really happy at the turnout. It's a lot of fun. And, you know, it was a great UFC pay-per-view. A lot of great fights. And we'll be there for UFC 192 on October 3rd. We can see the light heavyweight champion Daniel Cormier take on Alexander Gustafsson in the main event of 192. That'll be, like I said, October 3rd. That'll be hosted by us. Those ones start at 10, though. When we do the WWE ones, they're 8 o'clock, unless they do something crazy and do a special 7 o'clock start every once in a while. When it's a big deal, it'll be an early start. But it won't be for Night of Champions. That'll be 8 o'clock. Definitely looking forward to that pay-per-view. Also, are you interested in roller derby? Fancy yourself a skater? Job of being official more up your alley? Rock City Roller Derby needs you. Contact Bell at rcrd.recruitment@gmail.com. Become one of us, the few, the proud, Rock City Roller Derby. And that's starting to get in the swing of things, too, now. Derby's picking up again. We just have a new home for our practices out in Lincoln Avenue in the city. Beautiful, beautiful new space, big open space. Cannot wait to be able to tell you when we will be out bouting again. So one last plug. I'm walking next Friday for my charity I do every year. It's called the Light the Night Walk. It's for the Leukemia Lymphoma Society of Western New York. And if you wanted to give me a few bucks, go to the painclinic.net website. You can click and find my link right on the front page there. Send me some money. I'll be walking next Friday. I'll have a new T-shirt, I'm pretty sure, when I come in. And that's close to me because I was diagnosed with leukemia 2002. January 2002, and because of the wonderful things that the Leukemia Lymphoma Society of Western New York helped me while I was going through the diagnosis and helped reimburse me money for my trip, my second opinion in Boston, as well as some other trips I took, I feel obligated and proud to be able to give back to them. So check it out. Go to thepainclinic.net. Click on that link to Rich's Light the Night page, and I'll be walking next Friday night. You'll see me on the news, I'm sure, someplace with everyone with the balloons walking around. So Now let's talk the world of pro wrestling. Hey, how are you guys doing, by the way? We got the whole gang in here now. Sans, the guy who left. Start with DC Dan Cole. Running the tweeter today, as well as the... do you have the text thing going, too?
Yes. Good morning.
Good morning, sir. Speaking of the boy who grew up in the show, Danger Boy.
The original.
Sporting his kickball t-shirt.
Yes, kickball t-shirt. The Mets are 8.5 games up. It's a good day.
Yeah, and football starts this weekend.
Yes.
How can you beat that? And Mr. Mark Fantasia, which I got the chance to go out and see him play out last night. Very, very, very fun. I wish I could have been there the whole time, but other obligations came. But I saw you play my favorite song, so we're doing good.
Well, first of all, good morning.
Good morning.
I had a great time last night. Thank you very much for coming out. It was a good time at Flower City Station. And
well, when's your gig tonight, too, right?
I do. For those who are on the west side, I am at O'Brien's Tavern in Medina. I'll be there at 9 o'clock.
West side.
Way west.
Way west. Not quite Oregon, but yeah, it's way west. And, I mean, you got a whole series of shows coming up. We saw you posted them on your Facebook page.
Yep. If you find me on my Facebook page or go to Reverb Nation. But if you go on there, it's Mark Fantasia's One Nutty Tour.
And One Nutty Tour. Sorry. That's funny. You know, now it's, if you guys know Mark, you know.
Just means I'm crazy.
Yeah, he's a crazy guy. He plays some great songs.
Well, he's a crazy guy.
Amazing that you get the songs you can play with the one guitar as being the only instrument in his voice. You know, it's beautiful.
I thought you were going with something else there when you said one.
Oh, okay. Well,
it's kind of like the voice of Fergie and Jesus combined.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, so you were pretty cool last night.
Fergus?
And so let's talk about the world of pro wrestling while we're, you know, stumbling all over everything. I did tell you that you can come out and watch the pay-per-view next Sunday with us. Did I say that? Night of Champions? Yeah, I believe I said it a few times. But
yeah, you did.
We're getting closer to Night of Champions now. Yeah, there's a giant fish in the studio. I've been trying to figure that one out for a couple weeks now.
Glub, glub.
Well, you can see the picture, folks. It's a giant blow-up fish, so...
can't show everything.
Though. Yeah, no, definitely not that. But we're talking tonight. We're talking tonight. Yeah, we could, man. We could do like a Periscope, man. It technically is on, but we could do a Periscope if someone wanted to get a Periscope account. But yeah, give us a call 222-1280 star 1280. We're going to talk Night of Champions. Some news this past week. There was some pretty big news this past week. I think one of the big things is for the longest time WWE has been banking on Ronda Rousey showing up for us next WrestleMania, and now it pretty much is not going to happen. And Ronda's even said it because she's taking a movie that's going to be filming at that time. In fact, it's a remake of Roadhouse. So, which is pretty cool. Can you imagine her being in a remake of Roadhouse, kicking everybody?
Roadhouse. I hope Peter Griffin's in it.
Yeah.
I still think she'll be there. I think it's going to be a she'll be a managerial role if The Rock comes back and has a fight with Triple H, if that one happens, if he doesn't end up fighting Seth Rollins. But I think she'll be there in like a celebrity appearance role.
I don't know. She made it seem pretty clear that she wasn't going to be there.
Yeah, and I think Dana's probably happy about that, too.
You know,
Dana
White. A hike to Dallas.
Yeah. Dana White, and you know, just talking a little UFC, we did have a guy last week on the show, Mighty Mouse, who won his fight last week at UFC 191, which is pretty cool. Now we've got the rub. Pain clinic rub on UFC guys. They're going to start winning stuff. So we'll see who we can get on next. But now we all love Ronda, and Ronda, you know, I mean, she's money. I mean, she's money in the UFC without a doubt. That's why they moved her pay per view up from January to November. Probably going to be a little bit tied up next year making that movie. But yeah, I think the WWE really was counting on that. The way that they had built it up after her brief appearance at last year's WrestleMania, and then she was like, you know, posing with a Rock and everything. They were really thinking there was going to be a matchup with The Rock and her versus Triple H and Stephanie. And I don't even know if I buy into that, but as long as the arm bar comes out and we see a lot of tapping, you know?
Well, no, I mean, so based on that, Rousey definitely not going to appear at 32. Austin said he won't be doing anything. You know they were trying to pull out all stops for this one because they want to hit 100,000 people. Yeah, but I don't know what they're going to turn to now.
Yeah, if you smell...
Well, the, yeah, if they only announce it in advance, then The Rock will draw. But if he just shows up out of the blue, I mean,
right.
It didn't matter when they were in, where's the 49ers play now? What's that? Where's
Santa,
that?
Clara.
Santa Clara. It didn't matter in Santa Clara. It was sold out way in advance of the pay-per-view. So The Rock could show up all he wanted, you know?
Where's 33 supposed to be?
They haven't officially announced it yet.
Looks
like Minnesota.
So they're
going to have. I think they're going to have a hard time drawing that.
Minnesota announced it.
So does Taker retire this year? I mean, is that the big draw?
No, I've heard recently rumors that Taker's not retiring.
That's what I read. Something from I think Jim Ross's blog or
something. Yeah, he said he was going to retire when it finally came to Dallas. And now he's like, nah, I think I can. He's actually on the Mexican tour coming up soon with the WWE because they need to draw people because they lost a lot of their Hispanic wrestlers in the last couple of years. Alberto Del Rio, Rey Mysterio. So they figure they're gonna pack it with, you know, Chris Jericho and The Undertaker, all go down to Mexico for a bunch of shows.
Is he like 1/8 Mexican?
I have no idea. But The Undertaker draws everywhere, so.
How do you say rest in peace in Spanish?
That's a good question. Maybe someone will tell us.
I'm Googling it.
222-1280, star 1280 is the number if you know that. But, yeah, there's been a lot of things going up in the air. One of the big things that happened this past week, and, it's funny how...
Descanse en paz.
Is that how you say it?
Descanse en paz.
Bong.
I was going to say something big that happened this past week that it's kind of ironic. Lana breaking her wrists on Monday, or before Monday, it was actually last weekend. They're building up this big, you know, and then we could see it as a Lana Rusev reunited because he still has feelings for her.
I'm sorry, but her breaking her wrist might be the best thing that's ever happened. So we can just bury this whole stupid thing.
Well, the storyline.
This is a storyline that won't die because remember, Dolph Ziggler went off and made a movie, and we had to wait for him to come back for a month and a half.
There's a difference between a month and a half and four.
Yeah, that's true.
I feel like, I'm glad this whole thing could stop and then put Ziggler into a storyline with someone like Kevin Owens or at least something better than Rusev. I'm done with watching that.
Well, you know, the thing is, and you could tell definitely when they came out and they tried to reunite Helmet Hair there with Rusev on Monday night, obviously they're scraping for something for them to do while she's recovering. And she's a draw. I mean, but I think I kind of dig her better with the hair all done up and the sass. You know?
You don't like White Snake Lana?
Stonewashed jeans died in the 80s, okay? Do not wear stonewashed clothes. And not that I should know. I mean, I got a whole drawer full of stonewashed stuff.
Here I go. Yeah, she's Ziggler's new entrance pulls up in a Trans Am.
So now poor Ziggler gets stuck doing nothing now. I mean, this whole angle that was being built up, now you know, he comes back and rushes back from the movie to do. And
bet he's loving signing that new contract.
I got to be honest with you. Ever since he went with the denim and all the guy liner, I kind of lost respect for him.
Stop dying his hair, though. Kind of.
Sort of.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Just not really a fan of his character right now. He just stopped trying.
Big on the man perm.
He just stopped trying. Well, you know what it is he puts everybody over. That's why they love him so much. He's
not putting anybody over right now.
I know. He's stuck in developmental hell, as they say, when you're making movies.
He's putting spray tan over.
Spray tan, and he's got the spaghetti hair.
By the way, I never mentioned it, but like 2 weeks ago, he had a really bad spray tan. It was the first half of his body.
It was when he came back.
Yeah. All orange in the back was white.
White.
My wife even goes, oh, it's bad.
Yeah, but the thing, about him is he's probably the best worker in the company to this day, though. And, he's just kind of on the shelf right now. I mean, they're going to still do the Rusev match, but what does it matter now that you've lost an element from the storyline? 222-1280, star 1280. We got to take a break, I think. And I forgot to tell you, we're also giving away a pair of tickets today to WWE's live event, Rochester, New York, September 26th. And there's a Team House Show. Hashtag Team House Show. Do that on Twitter. But there's still great seats available for the show. But you can win a pair of here today. So you keep on listening. We got to go to break. You're listening to Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
Oh, wow. Rock night, huh, Seth? And
You never came to get this. There's something else I gotta show you. Right, please. Apple Valley Waves. Woo! Man, it stinks!
Yes?
It's a trash truck. Start your engine.
Bobby, you said you're a smart man, right? Longest reigning TNA heavyweight champion, right? I would think that you'd be a little more concerned with securing your spot. Because you, along with all of them, and all the wrestlers and staff in the back, may think that TNA's great, but you're a week away from answering to my husband.
Caroline, I'm always amazed during these events, like the Battle of the Brands here in Greece at Fusillo Hyundai and Fusillo Kia, how many people come from 50, 75, 100 miles away for this event?
Because people know that they're going to save a huge amount on their new or pre-owned vehicle at either Kia or Hyundai. They know that the Kias and the Hyundais come with a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty. Plus, they know that they're going to get the financing they deserve because Billy is here working for you to get you the financing you deserve.
And there are a couple of ways you can do that. Yeah. You can log on to BillyCredit.com. You fill out about 5 lines. Takes about 5 minutes.
Or you log on to HugeKiaCredit.com. Just select the location at the bottom of the screen. That's the Greece location. And, again, just fill out a few lines. Takes a few minutes.
And we're here 7 days a week during this event. That's right. Sundays as well. Get here, folks. The Battle of the Brands at Fusillo Hyundai and Fusillo Kia, Westridge Road in Greece. 7 days a week it is.
Huge.
Check this out. Death. The table.
Hey, whoa,
death.
No,
the table.
No, no.
This is the Innovator of Violence, Tommy Dreamer, and you're listening to the Pain Clinic.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I'm the Cash Man, Richie Rich. I'm here with DC Dan Cole.
You can stop with the introductions right there. We're good.
Okay.
Cash, I'm having some issues. I'm picking up the New England Patriots radio network on my headset.
Uh-oh. Me too, man. It's like, and wow, it's on this station too, believe it or not. Maybe they started early for next week. Welcome back to the show. That's Danger Boy. And, of course, Mark Fantasia, the Mark Fantasia.
Can we just talk real quick about, since we just heard the New Day there?
The New Day. Yes,
can we talk about Xavier Woods and the trumpet on Monday night?
Always doing the Final Fantasy theme in the...
It's a trombone.
Trombone.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm sorry. Yes. I
call yourself a musician.
You guys are musicians. Yeah, that was cool. I love it. And I love it when you wanted to challenge Edge and Christian.
Kazoos,
yeah,
got that right. Boom,
that was awesome. That was a great segment. Actually, I'm hating to say this, but I think there's not a lot of things I'm excited about when I'm watching Mondays now.
Nope.
I like to see where New Day's going, you know, because I think people are getting behind them big time. Whether
they're not chanting New Day sucks anymore.
Yeah, oh. I know they're not, and anytime we get to see when we can see Big E dance, I'm happy. You know, Big E. You know, he dances very well, especially in the pay-per-view, man. But didn't we laugh our heads off the last pay-per-view when he was dancing? That was a lot of fun. But
it's actually brought some character out of Kofi then. I thought he was always pretty bland, but he's hysterical in this thing, too.
And I kind of like when they got the heel angle, but it's not 100% heel. It's more like, you know, it's just, you know.
Staying positive, man.
Yeah, they're
got to stay positive.
Power positivity.
It's people are hating their positivity, which is incredible. We're watching the video right now.
I have this saved on my phone. Like, whenever I need a pick-me-up, I just play this.
You can see Big E dance, man. I'm enjoying. So that's one of the fun things from this past. I don't. Did you guys get to listen to Steve Austin with Edge and Christian on the network?
I watched the first 10 minutes, thought it was extremely boring because all Edge did and Christian did was talk about their personal lives right now, which is fine, but I was kind of hoping that I talk about the hard-hitting questions. The hard-hitting questions is how's Haven or whatever show that he's on, and it was...
It's canceled.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you know, the thing is we've had both of them on this show, so it's not like we've ever, you know, not asked them stuff about, you know, controversial stuff. It's, I think, you know, I just think they're kind of running out of people that, you know, are going to draw big, big draws to the... I think, you know what, you get The Undertaker on with Steve Austin.
That would be a great one.
Yeah, I think there's
but he won't break character.
I interviewed him and he broke character, and I spent 10 minutes with him, and he talked to me. But it was back when he was the biker taker, though.
But he breaks character for DVD interviews and stuff.
He does. He does. And he's also, you know, he's a man of few words, too. He doesn't really, you know, talk about a lot of stuff that happens in the locker room, you know? So, you know, I mentioned to him, I'm going to find the interview and post it up when we did have a few minutes with him. It was very surreal because we were in the middle of Weedsport at a racetrack, and he was there with the Undertaker monster car, and the Undertaker motorcycle. And it was like, I just felt like I was on another planet talking with him because he was just so friendly and nice, you know, and it was like, we were just talking real stuff.
You know who I'd love for his next guest to be? Kevin Owens.
Yeah, Kevin's been on his show, so you can go back to listen to his old podcast.
Yeah.
It's the same one. You know, basically these ones he does put up on his podcast one site. So, and Kevin Owens, actually, you see the picture with him and Steve Austin from when Kevin Owens was a kid, right?
Yep.
And, you know, and
he
now,
told him, keep talking.
Yeah, and he did. And, you know, I enjoy Kevin Owens. It's a shame that, you know, he's kind of got pushed back a little bit. But you know what? If he's going to take out Ryback, I'm happy. Because I'm not a big fan of Ryback. I mean,
you don't like the big guy?
I don't like the big guy. You know, I mean, I'm waiting for him to tell me to take my vitamins and say my prayers. You know, someday that'll happen. But you know, it was a, you know, we started off this talking about the New Day. What do you guys think? 222-1280, star 1280. I know they're just waiting for me to give tickets away.
Well, before we do that, we should probably talk about Night of Champions.
Night of Champions is coming. It's a week from tomorrow. I mean, we're going to see something that you don't see often. One man defend two belts on a pay-per-view. The last time I remember it happened, it was Kurt Angle, okay? And then maybe it's happened since then, but Kurt Angle defended two belts, and he lost both of them in the same match.
I was just going to say, what happened to Kurt? Lost them both.
He lost them both in the same match.
All I can keep thinking about is...
He was the Eurocontinental champion.
That's right, a three-way, and all the belts were on the line.
All I can think of right now is, ROH did it, ROH did it, because they're doing it right now with Jay Lethal.
Exactly. I think that was on TV. It was on this past week, the TV show. So.
And at the next pay-per-view, he's fighting against both guys from Red Dragon, both Kyle O'Reilly and Bobby Fish defending a title each.
Yeah, man. You know, Bobby Fish used to wrestle around here all the time. We used to see him, and he was just a great, you know, just scary dude, man. I would not mess with him. You know, I mean, not that anybody would anyways, but, I mean, he looks like, you know, he's like one snap away from going nuts, you know?
Well, I'm calling it. He retains both.
Yeah, well, you know what? I mean, do you think that the WWE's borrowing from that? Because a lot of people say, well, that's the same thing Ring of Honor did a month ago.
I think it's too early to cut Seth Rollins.
I'm going the opposite way. I think he loses both.
And how?
Sheamus has been threatening him
anyways.
I was going
to say, the U.S. title match, LOL Cena wins. That's how that one plays out.
Spoiler.
Did you say LOL? Yeah. LOL Cena wins.
Yeah.
All right. Turn his mic off for that.
Look it up. Look it up online. Look it up online.
SMH.
And then, yeah, I think Sting picks up the win. But I think Sting will not be champion for more than a minute or so.
Yeah, because then...
And then the Authority sends out Sheamus.
Yeah. Sheamus comes out.
And then we start to get all the stress and the, you know, the angle can start between.
We're starting the angle with Seth Rollins and Triple H.
Exactly.
So.
And Seth Rollins, you know, I was thinking maybe Triple H came out and pedigreed Seth Rollins and then he got pinned.
So where does the title go from there? Let me ask.
Sheamus. Sheamus walks out at the end.
No,
of the
I get that. Okay. But really, where do you...
You need a Viper. You need
I'm done with that feud, too.
You need a heel. And that's the thing, too. It kind of happened this week that kind of confused me, is the Wyatt family took out Randy Orton. For no reason whatsoever.
So he couldn't be the tag partner of Reigns.
But that's the thing, is I thought that was going to make him the tag partner. So does this mean Rowan is going to come out and be the tag partner then?
No, because I think 2 weeks ago someone else was thinking about being their partner and they jumped them too, right?
Yeah, but there was never a hint Randy Orton was going to be with him whatsoever. And they just came out and...
You saw Randy Orton walking backstage and talking with him.
There's a segment before that.
Okay. I forgot about that. I must go back and watch it a little bit closer. But the thing is I assume Randy Orton's a big enough star. He could be with them, and he should be, you know. I mean, they said that they're writing him off TV for a while, so that's what they did on Monday.
Well, I just have to say, if you're going to drop Seth Rollins, or if he's going to drop the title, and Sheamus will end up picking it up eventually, then you need to start creating better faces that are not John Cena. If he's going to end up winning that U.S. title, then you need to let Cesaro go for the world title, or... other people.
This in turn is going to make Rollins a face.
Yeah. So, and but the question is if he comes as a face, wouldn't he have to have a series with Triple H before that fully happened, before he fully would be able to come back and take the belt back? Because they could drag that on to WrestleMania.
No, I mean, everybody's hate for Sheamus is more than their hate for Rollins.
Yeah, I feel like Rollins really is solidly booed, though.
Yeah, but did you see when he said, you look stupid to Sheamus, and the fans went crazy on Monday? So it was like... You know,
if Sting wins at Night of Champions and Sheamus doesn't cash in,
I'll be disappointed.
I think they play it out to the next month. I think they'll wait till the next pay per view. Rollins gets his rematch. Rollins can't get it done again, and that's when the Authority sends Sheamus out.
What's the next pay per view? Is that
Hell in a Cell?
Hell in a Cell. Which then Sting could be the defending champ at Hell in a Cell. That's just dumbfounding, you know? I mean, because I have a feeling that they are working towards Sting and Undertaker in Dallas.
Well, WWE has conditioned us to be used to part-time champions, so.
I'm over it. I'm extremely upset with it. I was really upset with The Rock doing it to Punk.
Yeah.
Well, that was just terrible.
And this is going to be terrible, too. This is a good run that someone's actually having with the title, and you're going to ruin it by letting someone who hasn't won a match in the WWE.
But you know what? The WWE's wanted Seth Rollins to be the biggest face on the planet from the very beginning of this whole thing. They had to work him into the point where it's going to take a hair trigger. It'll be like one of those decisions is like in the end of Star Wars.
Never watched it.
Say the end of Return of the Jedi. Darth Vader is looking at the Emperor as he's zapping Luke Skywalker, and he turns and he looks at Skywalker, and then he turns and looks at the Emperor, and then he turns and looks at Luke Skywalker, and then he picks up the Emperor and he throws him down the pit, and then boom, face turn, biggest face turn in Star Wars. And so that's what's going to happen.
Mark has no idea what we're talking about.
Okay,
right now.
I'm sorry.
I was envisioning it with wrestlers, though.
Same thing could happen. So, but I'm just saying that they got to the point where I think Seth Rollins could be the biggest face in that company. I thought when he came out in white at the last pay-per-view that was a sign it's happening. Either that or he likes the Power Rangers. You know, speaking of, I guess there's Power Rangers in town today. Rock Con's going on here.
Is it the Pink Ranger?
No, it's...
Then I don't care.
Okay.
Which one was she?
She was the Pink Ranger.
Pink one.
Yeah, she's from Toronto. It's Kimberly, guys. It's Kimberly.
Amy Jo Johnson, okay?
Yeah, yep. Kimberly, okay?
I meant was it... Never mind.
Which one was she? We'll have to talk very slow for Mark. No, but I mean...
I meant the name. Thank you. Thank you.
Real name or...
Amy Jo Johnson.
Yeah.
Kimberly. She was... Hey, we got a call real quick. 222-1280 star 12 is the number. We've got Brian from Rochester. What's up, Brian?
Hi, guys. How are you? I'm sorry I missed last week's show on vacation. I have a question.
Hey, but Brian, we were on vacation, too. You didn't miss anything. Go ahead.
Okay. Say it by the... What do you think now, what's going to happen now? I know I brought it up before about the Divas title. What do you think is going to happen this Monday on Monday Night Raw between Charlotte and Nikki for the Divas title?
That's a great question. I'm glad that was actually one of my lists we were going to go to. Because Nikki can beat AJ Lee's record if she wins this Monday night, because she'll hold it one day more or whatever. And you know what? I don't care about these records. The only thing that shocks me is they keep bringing up AJ Lee's name, and I think AJ Lee's going to come out and interfere, and somehow Charlotte's going to win it.
You realize it's not the real record because Fabulous Moolah had it for 10,000 days.
Yeah, but
she wasn't a diva.
Yeah, she didn't have the butterfly belt, okay? You know, the giant butterfly. By the way, Danny, you got to add that to your collection.
No.
No. Thanks for calling, Brian. 222-1280 star 12. Yeah, that's just my guess. I mean, that's, in a perfect world, I think AJ Lee comes out and does something so that her record isn't broken. But, you know, I think they might also want to erase her because she's Mrs. CM Punk.
But what happens when... You have Knight of Champions. The title has to be defended. So where do they go from there?
That's when she'll drop it. I anticipate a very quick, almost like a DQ match on Monday night.
Okay.
Where Nikki will intentionally get herself disqualified. So, yes, she loses, but she's still the champ.
222-1280 star toys.
Yeah, they really don't.
We got Scott from Henrietta. Scott, how you doing, brother?
Have you really never seen Star Wars?
Oh, calling off
the
mark.
No, I actually was dating girls.
You are dead to me, sir. Dead to me. Good day, sir.
Good day to you.
No. I say good day.
I say good day.
Wow, I'm going to leave that one alone. I'm actually going
to... We're going to make him watch it. We're going to have to sit him down, tie him to a chair.
Please, please bore me to death.
It's not boring. It's exciting.
I don't believe... that's a conversation you want to have.
It was the first movie that ever... It started this whole blockbuster thing.
I'm going to really upset a lot of people today. You ready? I've never watched Star Wars, Lord of the Rings, Harry Potter's, Godfather's. There's a lot of trilogy movies I just have never watched.
Okay, okay.
Oh, you don't want to watch Godfather 3?
Yeah. I've heard.
Did you see Jaws by any chance?
Yes, I have.
Okay, there. Well, there. You're redeemed.
I have all the
diamonds. That's not redemption.
Okay, Scott.
I've seen all the Rockies.
Now now I know who gets cut here if it comes down to. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Go ahead, Scott. What's up? What were we talking about?
Well, I was going to say.
That was it?
No, that's not it. I think Rollins will split. I think he'll lose the title because, yes, LOL, Cena wins, and I don't care if you don't like it, but that is the only way to describe it is LOL, Cena wins. But I think he'll beat Sting, and I think it'll come down to Kane interfering. Because Kane's back. They've been waiting for Kane to come back. It's just a matter of time. He'll run in and save Rollins, and I think that'll...
I was actually thinking the same thing with J&J Security. You haven't seen them in a while.
Yeah, I don't remember exactly how they got written off. All that 1 week, I think, Jamie Noble got his ribs broken, and then they had to do something to write Jerry Mercury off. They threw
him on the hood of the car, and he hurt his back.
Oh.
Of course, they're traveling with him every week, and you just don't see him on TV. They just wanted to write off their characters. But Kane, yeah, he's a big mystery. He'll probably show up at this pay-per-view, and he'll come back, and he'll have a huge face pop the way he was taken out.
Yeah, it'll be good, and it'll really come down to, it would be fun to see Kane versus Rollins in the Cell. I think that would actually make a really good pay-per-view main event, would be Kane and Rollins in the Cell, at least for a title match. I mean, yes, Kane is same old Kane, and Kane will never change, and Kane is always going to be a little bit boring, but when you add the Cell in, it gives him a little bit more liberty to be a little bit more sadistic and maybe bring back the old Kane, which would be something that's very missed right now.
Yeah, I mean, just remember how Kane was taken out by Lesnar. So it's like, how does his anger coming back at someone besides Lesnar work? You know, that's what I'm just thinking.
Yeah. Well, the other part about it too is that Rollins was in the ring when Kane was taken out, and then walked right by him and left him.
You're right. And so it would be a Rollins. So he could be instrumental in Rollins losing too, instead of a Triple H pedigree that makes him lose the heavyweight title. It could be Kane coming out, choke slamming him, and then having Sting pin him for it, and then, or maybe picking up Sting and putting him on top of him. Of course, Sting being out cold would not be able to and then Sting, of course, would get pinned by a guy who looks stupid. Just some scenarios. I kind of like your idea there, though. You know, I forgot about Kane there for a minute.
But let's be honest. This is a heavyweight championship match on a pay-per-view this year, so it's not going to end clean.
That's true. We haven't seen a clean end in a while. So
there's enough dust this year to,
Maybe it's honoring the man, Dusty. You know, maybe it's having, you know, but there's no, you know, John. What's his name? Won't be there, and what's his name from the Daily Show? John Stewart won't be there. So as far as we know, but. I don't know. I'm kind of siding with Danny, saying that, you know, Seth Rollins will, you know, be broken down and have nothing when he comes out, but it also will turn him into a huge face.
Danger, have you given your thought on?
Yeah, we really haven't gotten anything from you yet.
Cena obviously is going to win, but I want to see Rollins hold on to the title by hook or by crook. I can see over the next 6 months the entire authority is going to turn on him, and that's going to be like one of the headliners at Mania, but. As much growing up, Sting was one of my favorite wrestlers, and as much as I would like to see him have the title, just for the fact he has held every other title, I don't see him winning.
You don't think he earned it? You don't think he's earned it?
I don't care if he's earned it or not. He's earned it with the 25 plus years beforehand.
Yeah, but to the kids out there watching WWE now, they only know Sting for losing at WrestleMania last year.
Well, maybe they should watch the network and learn their history.
I mean, there's a lot of people that don't pay for the network, too. You know, I mean, they have a million subscribers. It's been the same number for a year now. So
think about.
Hey, Scott, thanks for calling, brother.
I'll talk to you later.
Okay, buddy.
It's 2015. And we could really end this pay-per-view with Sting being a champion and the Dudley Boys being a champion.
That's scary.
Champions.
Isn't that scary? 222-1280 Star Toys number. We have.
And Nikki Bella.
We have Steve from Bristol. Steve, what's happening, brother?
Hey, how you doing? Rich, you brought up a good point. I really enjoyed the New Day's gimmick there. I really, I mean, they're funny. You don't know whether they're really a face or a heel. And I really enjoy that act. I think, and with the trombone, I think that is original. I really enjoy. I don't know whether to root for him or against them. Usually I'm against them, but I still think they're very funny.
People booing positivity, because that's what has been going on with them for 6 months. They're not doing outlandish heel things. They're being positive, but they're just being, you know, they're flaunting positive. So it's almost like, you know, that people don't like their haughty attitude, I guess.
But I haven't heard you guys talk about, where do you see Roman Reigns? And, Dean Ambrose in this. And I see they brought Jimmy Uso back. I could see maybe a feud brewing between the Usos and the
I got to think of
Is Roman Reigns going to be the champion someday? Or?
Yeah, he should have been last year. I really think he should. I mean, you know what? I like him so much more now, though, that he wasn't champion. I like him a lot
Same
more.
Here.
But you know what? I think someone's got to go heel in that group. And not even Jimmy Uso in there, but I mean, we're talking Reigns or
Ambrose.
And I think what it is because they're so tight. That's what wrestling does, is like Hulk Hogan made money for years on becoming best friends with somebody and then having them turn on him and making a huge pay-per-view out of it.
So, yeah, like the Macho Man.
Yeah, Macho Man, you know, a lot of the guys.
Every
time he was friends with somebody, they would turn on him and they'd be a huge pay-per-view buy. So
well, now we know why.
Yeah, I mean, that's the model. That's how it works. So eventually, I mean, as tight as these guys have been, I think there'll be a fallout. There'll be like a little crack in the armor soon, and then it will accelerate it, and then we'll have probably by WrestleMania. You think maybe they could drag this out? I mean, there's been nothing between them yet that's caused any sort of friction. But
well, there's got to be friction between the authority and Seth Rollins. I mean, just.
Oh yeah, constantly. Well, Triple H is eventually going to wrestle Seth Rollins, probably at WrestleMania.
Well, Seth Rollins keeps saying he's better than Triple H too.
Yeah, yeah, you know, and everybody else is saying no, you're crazy. So
I got one last question. Other than Roddy Piper's movies, other than They Live, was there any other movie he was in?
Hell Comes to Frogtown.
Roddy Piper's played a lot of small bit parts in a lot of movies, but anything that big, not really.
One of my favorites was Body Slam. Really not a popular movie for many, but I think it's a great movie.
Yeah, Body Slam with Ric Flair. There's a lot of wrestlers in that movie, but that, you know, it was about, you know, about, was that the one with the women's tag team? No,
that was The Rock and Wrestling, where they had a band that would play, and then him and
It was one of the Samoan guys.
Yeah, one of those guys.
It was Kid Tonga, whoever he turned into.
Tonga Tom or whatever in the movie. But it's a great movie, and it has Ric Flair.
I'm thinking of the
San
movie.
Martino.
Do you remember the movie with the women wrestlers, and Peter Falk was their manager, and they'd go around and do women, and they were a tag team? I can't remember. For All the Marbles, I think it was called, something like that. Check it out. It's a good wrestling movie. But, hey, thanks for calling, Steve.
All right, guys, thanks.
You take it easy. We got to go to break. I'm kind of...
Come here, Froggy.
we have to go to break. Give us a call, 222-1280, star 1280. You got some more news to go by. WWE had a big signing this week, and a guy who's going to step away from wrestling, we'll talk about on the flip side. You're listening to the Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
I am not worried about Sting. I am not worried about John Cena. I am certainly not worried about you. But I do have a statue to go rescue. So
statue?
Yes, my statue.
You're worried about a statue, huh? Do you realize how stupid you sound? Do you realize how stupid you look?
I just want to wish you good luck on this match.
Thanks. But we all know you're full of crap.
Whatever. Look, you should probably be getting ready, but you look a little hungry. Just be careful not to bite off more than you can chew, big guy.
I got two words for you during the Battle of the Brands.
What are they?
Long and late. That's
long
what we're doing.
Is right.
We're staying here.
And I love it.
Long hours,
and I love
late
Rochester.
Into the night.
I like
and the,
being there.
The reason is it's a battle.
That's right.
It's Hyundai versus Kia.
That's right. It's going down right here on West
Ridge Road. It's going
Ridge
down. That's
Road.
Right. You're right. It's going down.
Long and late.
My
lots
gosh.
Of work
I like
to be
it here,
done
though.
Here.
I like the clubs. I like the restaurants. I like the people.
Hey, you
I
know
like
what?
Selling Kias. I like selling Hyundais.
It's a little different.
I like
different.
Getting people financing.
It's a little different atmosphere.
I like
atmosphere.
Taking them out of the bicycle rack and putting them at the valet parking. I like Rochester.
It's a very different atmosphere here at Fusillo's. in the later hours of
That's
the
right.
evening.
It
Have
it
you
is.
Noticed that?
Yes.
It's a little looser.
It's a little more laid back, if you will.
Yeah,
maybe
well,
laid back
now. It's
the
a
right
great
way.
Time to save money on a vehicle and get a Toshiba huge screen.
That's included
when
in all pricing.
You purchase or lease a new or pre-owned vehicle.
That's right. This
That's
month
terrific,
of September
huh?
during the Battle of the Brands.
That's huge, Rochester.
Hey, students. Eli Manning here. Instead of calling home for more money this month, ask for NFLSundayTicket.tv. Now you can stream every out-of-market game live every Sunday afternoon on your devices. All you need is an internet connection. No satellite required. Go to NFLSundayTicket.tv/student and get your exclusive student discount. Tell the folks, following your team reminds you of them. That should work.
Only available to students enrolled in eligible four-year universities. Only one game may be accessed remotely at any given time. Available games based on device location. Access available on certain operating systems and devices. Additional data charges may apply. Please check with your service provider.
Esther.
This is a warning to anyone that is watching back there. A warning to anyone who they may go and try to dig up. This is about us. After all, we have become the modern day Hatfields and McCoys. Two families set to go to war with each other for all time. And it should stay that way.
Hi, this is Big Sexy Kevin Nash, and you're listening to The Pain Clinic on WHTK.
Welcome back to The Pain Clinic. I'm the Cashman here. It's Mark Fantasia banging his head. DC Dankle. DC Dankle and Danger Boy. I get dizzy when I bang my head nowadays. Yeah, it's just for age, I guess. We got on the phones, Rick from Rochester. Rick, what's up, buddy?
What's going on, guys? How you doing?
Oh, we're just jamming out to a little Metallica, man. How are
yeah,
you?
There's nothing wrong with that.
All right.
I got a bunch of things on my mind. First of all, yeah. What's
you got 99 problems and the girl ain't one, right? No, go ahead.
Why? Come again?
So you got 99 problems, but well, I'm not gonna say
99 problems, but a pitch ain't one.
Something like that, yeah.
That's my Mets. What's going on with Eric Rowan? Is he out of the mix?
He was
injured.
He had a bicep tear,
yeah.
So I mean that's pretty devastating.
Well, he might be out for 6 months or so, a year.
I don't know. I'm not his doctor.
It's 4 to 6 and closer to 6.
Call Dr. Love on that.
I could call Dr. Love. He might know how long it takes one of those to repair. But it's not those. You know, I mean, you understand a bicep is how your arm works. So if you lose a piece of it, you know,
yeah, the mechanics in your arm.
Sure, and it takes a while. You know, healing is important because if it tears again, it's even worse. So.
Now, if and when he comes back, and then possibly getting a female into the faction, it could be a good stable of people there with the new guy that just came in a few weeks ago.
Yeah, I would agree. I mean, I think this guy's better than Rowan too. I mean, so far, I mean, he doesn't do much except for pick people up and choke them.
I pick things up, put things down.
Yeah, he goes to Planet Fitness, so yeah, he picks things up. But I kind of dig him, and I can see, you know, obviously someone's got to come out of nowhere to be their partner. We just don't know who yet, what big surprise it's going to be.
I hope it's not the name rumored. Actually, I kind of hope it is, but
I really don't want the name rumored.
I haven't heard the name rumored, so maybe we don't want...
It's everyone's favorite NXT wrestler.
Ah, okay. Okay.
Is Mysterio, like, still under some sort of contract?
Nope.
No, he's not none whatsoever, but they're talking with him again. They miss his drawing ability, or actually merch-selling ability, so who knows?
They miss his heritage.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, he might come back. You never know. He left on good terms, he said.
Son. Dominic.
yeah, Dominic. I'm your poppy, Dominic. Okay. Remember what,
best storyline.
Remember when we were in town, and that all happened when we were on the floor for a SmackDown taping. I had little Dominic up on the stage.
I don't think he's little Dominic anymore.
No, he was bigger than Ray when he was a little Dominic. So, you know, but, yeah, it would be nice to see him back.
Yeah, definitely. He's paid his dues, and he gets the fan support. He's a good worker.
He's just been hurt. He's been hurt a lot for a long time. Not Dominic. No.
Dominic's putting his time.
Dominic. Yeah.
It's time for a title run.
Yeah. Ask his wife, you know. Eddie's his poppy. No, okay.
Now, I'm kind of confused as to what's going on with the Ascension. They were brought up as these, you know, these badasses, and now they're... They kind of didn't have a big push for a while, and now they're kind of slowly getting more matches and things like that, more on TV. I think they're good. What do you think about the Ascension, Connor and Victor?
They're teaming them up with Stardust now, and it's called the Cosmic Wasteland.
Yeah, I seen that this week on
Which
TV, but I didn't know
involved.
If it was. You know,
hey, listen. They won this past week. They beat the Lucha Dragons, didn't they?
No, I know. I said it's the first time I've seen them all together.
Yeah.
I don't get that stable at all.
They need to do something with both those guys, and they figure, why not? So they're trying something different. I like
as soon as it gets over, it'll get squashed.
Yeah, I like Stardust though, man. He's a great wrestler. So I mean, I don't
Cody Rhodes better.
Yeah, I don't buy the weirdness of it. You know, he talks like he's a comic book writer. He's a huge comic book fan, so it doesn't surprise me.
You don't know if he's heel or his face. Or yeah. He's kind of a little both.
Yeah, which is okay, man. It's okay.
And I was watching ROH. Well, actually, I'm digging that product really, really, really well.
You can go see that.
ROH puts on a good product. I wish it was more than an hour, and I wish the shows on Wednesday nights or whatever on Destination America were other live shows besides on the Saturday, Sunday, ABC, and Fox, like that.
Five times you can watch it on 7, ABC.
And sometimes I even see it on CW.
Rich.
More of an hour or so product on there. I mean, their product is really good.
It is, and if you want to go see them, the same day WWE's in town, they're going to be in Lockport, New York.
I know. I battled with the decision, but I know.
Stevie Richards versus Jay Lethal.
Yeah, Stevie Richards is going to be wrestling.
You said you battled with the decision, so you chose WWE?
I know. The WWE got the best of me. I would like to see ROH.
Isn't that a song from from Foo Fighters?
Which I seen them in 2008. They put on a great show, too.
They do, and so does the Mark's band.
Mark's dying.
Oh, yeah, sorry. He was just singing a little Foo Fighters when we. Hey, thanks for calling, Rick.
One more question.
Okay.
Was that Emma in there? Emma got released? She's an ROH's Cherry Bomb?
Yeah, no.
That's not her?
No, Cherry Bomb's another girl altogether.
I thought that was Emma.
No.
I thought it was her.
No.
So is Emma not there anymore?
She's there.
No, she's there.
Oh, she looks exactly like Cherry Bomb. She's
stealing things out of people's bags in the locker room.
Yeah, she's just not doing much right now, but she's there. You see her? You know, I see her more. I see her more on his iPod cover. I see her more on the Divas show than I see her on WWE TV. So she's been on the Divas show in the backstage all the time. So
last thing, see her on NXT. Divas, ROH, Veda Scott, hot, red hot.
Oh, of course, you gotta love Veda Scott. She's got all the right booms
and
in the right places.
Sex appeal.
Moose. Something like that. Yeah, and Moose, too. So
you guys have a good one. I'll see you at the show.
All right, we will see you at the show. And actually, it's funny you brought that up. This is going to be the trivia question going to break here, folks. If you can answer this question, you will win a pair of tickets to WWE live event September 26th here in the Blue Cross Arena. It's a Saturday night. And all you have to do is tell us, and we've talked about this many times on the show, you have to know the show to know this one. First caller to get this right, who hasn't won already, which is only one guy so far, you will get a pair of tickets to the show. Who sat next to us in the front row and called me and Dan Cole a creeper? 222-1280 Starchway is the name. And listen,
it's a long list.
It's not a long list. If you know us, you know who
it is. Someone famous.
Someone famous. But 222-1280, star 1280. We'll take those calls during the break. You're listening to Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
Advance Auto Parts knows what makes a car guy a car guy. It's working through the unexpected surprises that spring up with every project. It's character, and it isn't rattled by a little thing like a dead battery. Especially when you can get a new one online at advanceautoparts.com and pick it up in store just 30 minutes later. We'll even install it for free, so you can get back to fixing faster. Advance Auto Parts. For guys who love getting under the hood.
Most vehicles, most locations. See store for details.
Hi, Tony Romo here. Can't watch your favorite NFL team where you live? Now you can stream NFL Sunday Ticket live on your devices. All you need is an internet connection. No satellite required. No more watching games with your in-laws or friends with 15 cats. Get every out-of-market game every Sunday afternoon. Go to NFLSundayTicket.tv now.
Service only available in select areas within various cities. Only one game may be accessed remotely at any given time. Available games based on device location. Access available in certain operating systems and devices. Additional data charges may apply. Please check with your service provider.
So, but Fox Sports 1280 Rochester.
Hey, it's The Miz from the WWE on Sports Radio 1280.
Welcome back to this song has no clue who it was. Okay. What are you guys laughing about? Do you guys remember? And by the way, Danny, thank you for letting me put some of the blame on you for that, because it really was me that was the creeper.
It was as much my fault as it was yours.
Okay.
It was hilarious.
So we got the question out there. I got a bunch of people on the line. Let's start with Scott from Henrietta has got a shot. Scott, who do you think that we're talking about?
I'm completely taking a shot in the dark. Is it Luke Harper?
It is not Luke Harper. Luke Harper actually,
he knows we're creepers.
Yeah, he knows we're creepers. He didn't got to call me one on Twitter. Okay. Uh-oh, there's a big hint. Thanks for calling, Scott.
Later.
Okay, we got John from Rochester with the second guest. John, how you doing, buddy?
I'm good. Here's just a shot in the dark. I'm going to say Mick Foley.
No, it wasn't Mick Foley.
Also knows we're creepers.
He knows we're creeper too. I'm going to say one thing. It's not a wrestler. We are sitting in the front row with this person. So thank you for calling, sir. We've got Ron from Rochester. Ron, do you have a guess at that trivia?
It was a female, but I forgot her name.
Well, then he does.
Thanks for calling, Ron.
Thanks, Ron. Ron, you just gave a big hint to the next guy. Thanks for calling. We got
that woman that does that thing.
Another Scott from Henrietta. Scott, what are we talking about, Scott?
I believe wasn't the artiste hitting on her as well, Michelle Beadle.
Yes, you are correct, sir. You won a pair of tickets to the September 26th live event in Rochester. And, yes, it was Michelle Beadle, ESPN. What's the show she does every day on ESPN?
Sports Nation.
Sports Nation every day. I think it's like 4 o'clock or 5 o'clock in the afternoon. Scott, why don't you hold the line, and we'll get your information, okay?
Thanks, bud.
Oh, not a problem. We got one more week of these tickets to give away, so don't. If you didn't get them today... What was that chick's name?
I don't know her name, but it was a woman.
You're right. That was a big hint. I was also going to say she wasn't a wrestler. So, I mean, as soon as we got a lot of wrestling people guessing. But it was Michelle Beadle from ESPN sat next to us. And, yes, Rob was he wasn't hitting on her, but he was. She was hitting him, wasn't she? Every time something wild happened, she would punch him in the shoulder.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mr.
She was saying stop.
Yeah, no. No, it could have been us. It could have been any of us sat next to her, but his ticket happened to be the one right next to her. And her hairstylist and someone else,
yeah, the
too.
Entire empty row when they walked in.
And the reason she called us a creeper is because I said, Danny, let's take a picture of her. And we held the phone up of her picture on Facebook and right next to her. And she was sitting right next to us. And
you tagged her on Twitter.
I tagged her on Twitter and put it up. And then she called us a creeper.
Yeah, we kind of did that to ourselves.
And then we were blocked.
Yeah. And no, she never blocked
that
us.
Security escorted us out.
Yeah, no. But that was the time when we were, you go to these live shows and they say, right now, you can send your picture to the WWE and we'll put it up on the scoreboard. And we were, every other thing we did was up on the scoreboard. Yeah. So I think it's because we were maybe imbibing in some adult beverages before we were sitting down.
I have no excuse.
Yeah, that's true.
Why we sang the Bellas theme to them.
Yeah, yeah. We're not troublemakers, okay? We're not troublemakers. We're just...
Big Show had choice words for us.
Yeah,
that still is the most fun I've ever had at any wrestling event.
Yep. Ever.
Yeah, the Big Show telling us that...
Miz trash-talking Jeff Tool.
Yeah, it's the week that Jeff Tool started for the Bills, and Miz is laying on the ground going, Jeff Tool sucks, because outside before the show, we were giving him grief about... Who was it that was...
The Browns.
Yeah, but who was the quarterback for them? They had, both were backups in that game.
It was Brian Hoyer started.
Hoyer. Yeah.
And he got hurt, and I forgot who came in for him.
But we were, giving him grief about it. And outside, he remembered that when he saw us in the front row, and he's laying on the ground going, Jeff Tool sucks, as he's pretending he's hurt. I mean, as he's selling the injury. So very, very cool. That's a lot of fun. So we got another pair of tickets, and that show's coming up real quick. We should have a WWE guest on before that day, maybe that day itself. We're crossing our fingers. If not, I'm just going to drive out to someplace around here and find a guy I know that wrestles for them and, pin him down and get a few words out of him. No, that won't happen.
You said pin him down. I'm thinking he's going to be like Heidenreich and read poetry to him.
Yeah, and push him up against the wall. Yeah,
all these great storylines.
Yeah, we can twist any storyline into anything you're saying. But next week, it'll be an easier one next week. And that wasn't too tough if you listen to the show.
Next week, what's the name of the show?
Yeah, what's the name of the show? And who's that guy that
the
used
family
to
family guy?
Who's that guy that used to come out in the motorcycle? Yeah, who's that guy? No.
We're
talking
about you on the Family Man.
We're just kidding. We're just kidding. But thank you so much for listening. We'll be back next week. We got the pay-per-view next weekend. We're going to talk Night of Champions. Who knows what's going to happen? Maybe, we always get a little crazy here on the show. I appreciate you listening. Check us out online. You can listen to any of our past shows from, the past 3 or 4 years on our iTunes account or go to thepainclinic.net. And I would appreciate if you could donate some money to my walk, which is this Friday coming up, the 18th. Light the Night. It's for the Leukemia Lymphoma Society of Western New York. I walk every year for them, and I appreciate anything you can give. If not, come out and join me. We'll have a good time. But we got to get out of here. We'll see you next week. Thank you so much for listening, and we're out of here.